Hello everyone, and this is Jianapedia.in, and this is our podcast series, and today's topic is why Mohmaya exists. So what is Mohmaya? Let's begin with this question. There are a lot of things that comes into your mind when I say Mohmaya. Just these two words, and they refer to almost everything on this planet. So Mohmaya does not only comprises of your physicality or physical objects and all the things that you can see, but there is more to it. There are a bunch of things that you can't see but can feel, and that is your ideology, and that is why the World War II was fought. It's all the race of ideologies. Even the person who has this ideology of being born free is always bounded to the idea of being born free. And basically, thoughts and ideologies are the only thing that we are very close to. You know, we spend our every single of our life with that idea. So why, you know, what is the probability that we won't be, you know, attached to that idea? That is, you know, this is a very vague question, because obviously we all have certain ideas, ideologies, and we always want those to be true. Basically, confirmation bias. Confirmation bias is just a scratch. So let us also understand, why does it exist, basically? Basically, that is the question of today's talk. So Mohmaya has this surprising nature of trapping us. Ideologies trap us, physical bonds trap us, emotional bonds trap us, friendships, you know, obviously they are meant to be bonded. So these all things bond or trap us into some sort of, you know, traps or cage, which prevent us from growing or leaving this world and to stepping into another. So basically, we don't want to leave these possessions, these thoughts, these ideas. They are so captivating, they are so much attracting us to fall on this trap. It's like Venus flytrap, and we are insects. So who created and why did he do it? I have no answer for that, because I'm not God, or I'm not the supreme deity who created or who pushed the button and this entire universe came into existence. Definitely asking to a wrong person. But I have this idea why Mohmaya exists. God is not obviously trying to play with us. Or maybe he wants to, because he is bored in this vacant universe. Who knows? Basically, you cannot advocate on this topic. Basically, to understand this concept of Mohmaya, you have to understand the concept of yugas. Because, you know, you must have always, you know, heard this saying that in Kali Yuga humans will have no, you know, desire to leave bonds, to leave Mohmaya, and to step into salvation or moksha. So basically, why this Kali Yuga, why this Satyuga arises? Basically, it's pretty scientific, as yugas are cyclic in nature, and most of our scriptures point in the same direction, that is the sun. The star nearest to Earth is a part of a binary star system, a giant binary star system, and that makes these entire sets of yugas. Whenever we are at the center of our galaxy, basically near the black hole, Sagittarius A, so at that time you are in the stage of Satyuga, and when you are far away from the center, and that time, that period is called Kali Yuga. Basically, when we are falling into the darkness, that is called ascending Kali Yuga, and when we are stepping from Kali Yuga back to Satyuga, that is called descending Kali Yuga. Basically, pretty cyclic in nature. So what happened was, there is a beautiful tale, like, you know, after understanding the cyclic nature, you know, Kali Yuga is, you know, it's not the first time in Kali Yuga is happening on this earth. It's one of, you know, like 1,000, or I don't know how many times, but it's one of the times. So what happened was that Lord Shiva was about to end Kali Yuga with a prelate, and basically he's the destroyer of the universe, so he has every right to do it because he was about to set free human souls. But Lord Vishnu, the preserver of the universe, stood in front of him and asked, just give me some time, like their time, not our time. So Lord Shiva said, okay, go ahead and whatever you wanted to do. So Lord Vishnu reincarnated as Lord Kalki, and that is how everything arises. And you know, basically that is how you can highlight this point, Mohamaya. Basically, God steps on this planet and visited every person and asked them for, you know, basically, he didn't ask, basically, in some sort of conversation, he just tried to make it clear to them what reality was. But just like modern times, half of the people agreed and half didn't. Basically, stats are not always right. Just assuming, I pray half wanted to believe him and half didn't. So those who half wanted, they set free themselves, and other half suffered the pralaya or the great demolition. So this happened, and basically Lord Kalki, you know, it is said that Lord Kalki will be, you know, it will be the most magnificent avatar, and he will be riding white horse. You know, his personality will be so magnetic, just like Lord Krishna, and he will be wielding a sword, a bright sword, a sword of knowledge that when touched to anything becomes enlightened. So God, you know, it's true that he will visit us in this Kali Yuga as well, but I'm not, you know, telling you that God will be right in front of you standing and you will know. Obviously you won't, but he'll in some or the other way will try to tell you, compel you, which is the right way. But at the end it will be your decision, because we are granted with the free will, and it's all our actions, and all the consequences are upon us. You know, the creation of Maya is only because the life that we are living in this, basically the life we are living right now is a life in a body. We are the souls, we are the consciousness, and this stage of living in within a body, to experience physicality, to experience this physical world, basically it's just experimentation, or you know, just amusement from a voyage that our soul has to travel. You know, a soul, basically a soul's journey. So we are, our souls are just resting from that journey, because I don't know how long it is to reach the final destination, or even I'm not sure that if there is a final destination. So our soul, which is indestructible, follows the cycle, and the human life that we live is just leisure time. Well, to make it more clear, just assume the earth as an amusement park where there are lots of rides. So you visited the amusement park, and now you're, you know, just seeing a lot of people who came well and left happily. But there will be some stubborn children who are fascinated by the rides to such an extent that they refuse to go back into the world of reality. And this is our life as a human. Many of us live, eat, sleep, and basically, and live happily. But some refuse to go and get trapped into this vicious cycle of birth and death, which distracts us from our bigger journey as a soul that will surely transcend into dimensions. Now, so the only thing that we can do is to enjoy life and enjoy more Maya, but let's not intermix our lives. Let's not blend with them to such an extent that it becomes hard to leave when the time awaits for our departure. Keep chanting, keep working, and please guys do support Jnanapedia. We are a bunch of guys who are just crazy about spiritualism, spiritual stuff, and we'll be surely keep posting insightful stuff soon. Like on this podcast series, we hope it goes a long way. And we also write different articles and blogs on our websites, jnanapedia.in and hindi.jnanapedia.in. Basically, we have both versions, English and Hindi versions of each blog. So guys, do check it out, and thank you guys for listening.